Kenora. The Kenora Supers are the three-time defending Southeast Senior Baseball League, SESBL, champions, and look to make it four in a row in the 2023 season according to Greg Andreychuk, player, coach. The roster will look much the same as previous seasons, so another competitive campaign is expected. Gone from the previous seasons will be Phil Subkow and Jaden Heskin. Subkow has decided to hang up the cleats due to chronic shoulder pain and family commitments. Heskin will be away for the summer working. It will be sad to see them go, but the train keeps moving on. For the most part, the rest of the 2022 roster will return. However, injuries to catcher Sean Kolodziejewski and pitcher Tanner Denisiewicz will sideline them for at least the first half of the season, and possibly longer. Strong lineup once again. And without further ado, the 2023 Kenora Supers. Cody Rock of Kenora, pitcher, infield. He is the ace of the pitching staff, bats at the top of the order, and plays tremendous defense at shortstop. He is the undisputed top player in the SESBL, and the fans come out to see him play. Zach Rakoczy, catcher, utility. He is gone most of May for seeding every year. But once June comes around, he is ready to set the table at the top of the order as one of the top bats in the league. He also plays infield or outfield, and brings a tremendous attitude to the field. Colton Szuczek of Rama, infield, pitcher. A solid starting pitcher, a big bat in the middle of the order, and a steady presence at third base. He is Mr. Reliable, and does whatever is needed for the team. Travis Mentanko of Kenora, infield. He is the man known as Tank, but also the most feared bat in the league. He will once again be counted on for power hitting, and veteran leadership while playing first base. Ian Kwiecents of Kamsack, shortstop. The man known as Q, he brings a high batting average to the lineup and exceptional infield defense. This will be his fifth full season as a Super. Evan Rostotsky of Norquay, outfield. Death, taxes, and Rook, playing right field. All while drawing plenty of walks and hitting lots of singles. Book it. Clay Sliva of Kenora, pitcher, utility. Clay will be back for his second full season with the squad. He swung an excellent bat and played awesome defense in center field last season. The southpaw should also see some time on the hill. Brendan Landstad of Kenora, pitcher, utility. Another hometown youngster entering his second full season. He played everywhere in the outfield and infield last season. His bat progressed nicely in 2022, and he looks to take the next step this year. He also has big potential as a pitcher with a strong arm. Grady Wolkowski of Kenora, catcher, utility. Also back for his second full season. Wolkowski will catch and play anywhere else in the field. Work commitments will limit his availability, but he will be ready to go. Sean Kolodziejewski of Hayes, catcher, infield. He has been the Supers' leadoff hitter and catcher for the past 5 years. An injury will keep him out for at least the first half of the season, but could possibly heal in time to suit up for playoffs in July. His intensity and spirit is unmatched. Tanner Denisiewicz of Kenora, pitcher, infield. This versatile hometown product provides dependable pitching depth and also plays the infield. Derek Pelagian of Hudson Bay, outfield, pitcher. He provides good defense in left field while battling the sun, and has a consistent bat. He will still be counted on to pitch as well, but mostly in relief. Darcy Blomart of Yorkton, outfield, pitcher. A Super since 1999. The ageless one will be back once again to throw the occasional inning out of the pen or play some outfield. Shea Peterson of Sturgis, pitcher, infield. He will be back for his second season. The Sturgis native impressed on the hill with his ability to throw strikes. He will get even more opportunities this year on the mound, and play as a corner infielder on occasion. Dylan Toffin of Kenora, infield, pitcher. Work commitments always limit his availability. But he is always eager to get in the lineup at third, short, or pitcher. His bat is always explosive, and it is always a bonus when Dill Toff is around. Chet Bornhorst of St. Gregor, outfield, catcher. A member of the previous two championship teams, Chet plays great defense in the outfield, and is also a heck of a catcher. Work and school commitments will reduce his availability, but he always seems to be able to make enough games to be eligible for playoffs. 18U Kenora call-ups. Logan Wolkowski, Porter Wolkowski, Nate Wolos and Hunter Lamb each suited up a few times for the Supers last season. They will each play with the Kenora Reds, but may see more time with the big club. Jeff Stewart played plenty last year as a call-up from the Parkland Awe Expos, and should see some more action. Other youngsters will be in the mix as well, as recruiting the next generation of players is of utmost importance in senior baseball. Greg Andrychuk, utility. Also a member of the Supers since 1999, Andrychuk will mostly manage, coach, but will be the ninth player if necessary. 2022 was his first season without recording an at-bat, and it will continue as long as enough players show up each game. Supers expect to be challenged. With the majority of the roster returning, the possibility of a fourth straight league title is a very good. The rest of the league has added some quality younger players, so it will get a tad more difficult each passing year to win, said Andrychuk. But as long as the Supers keep adding quality young players of their own, they'll always be right in the mix. The SESBL is unfortunately down to four teams as the Roblin Stars have taken a one-year leave of absence. The Supers, Langenberg Legends, Yorkton Marlins and Parkland Pirates, Yorkton, Melville, will battle it out in a 12-game regular season. Playoffs will start on July 10 with two best-of-three series. The winners of those matchups will play for the league title starting July 19 in a best-of-five. In addition to his duties with the Supers, Andrychuk will also serve as SESBL president. The main objective is to build the league back up as there needs to be teams re-emerge in communities throughout the area, he said. The league meeting was held on April 17, with several topics being discussed. Mostly it was adding rules to the league constitution which were either missing, or improved upon. The 2023 season begins on Friday, May 12 in Yorkton against the Marlins. The home opener is on May 17 when those same Marlins make the trip north to Kenora. The Supers have had a distinct home field advantage at the refurbished Al Sapieha Field. With tremendous fan support, the team is always energized in front of the Kenora faithful, said Andrychuk. The Supers look forward to seeing everybody at the park this summer in what hopes to be another championship season.